Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Brapp, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's a voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. How are you today on this beautiful fall day? We've been waiting for summer. Did someone forget to tell God it's summer here?
I'm like so disappointed. I am so disappointed in this weather. It's not even funny.
Oh, I know. And like I plan, you know, usually in the summer I try to start my day at 3 and work into the night without a break so that I could go outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, why am I doing that, you know, when it's no weather?
Well, you know, what's even funny is that, like, just this morning, you know, because Lisa was in Florida last week on Father's Day, and it was, like, 90 degrees there, and you know, it was super, super hot. And she came home, and we had a couple of days where it was a little bit on the warmer side. But every morning so far, you know, it's like we live in the mountains. Every morning is cold. Every evening it's cold. And then you kind of get a little bit of heat in the afternoon. But one of Lisa's favorite things to do is, you know, have, like, coffee and things like that, like, on the balcony. And she just said this morning, she goes, this weather just sucks. She's like, we have yet to, you know, to actually be able to have a nice breakfast, you know, on the balcony.
It's crazy because, you know, just the simple things of sitting outside. Like,
yeah.
Sometimes I'll sit outside and write on my front porch. And
yeah.
Meanwhile, it's so windy. So windy and cold, I'm like, oh, this is just insane. This is
yeah,
not enjoyable.
And I'm on the third floor, so it's super windy where I'm at.
Oh, I know. It's just how did this happen? I don't know. But, you
know,
we're hoping
it's fall now. That's all I know.
I know. You know, it's like we have this, like, one season now. Like, winter, it was, like, 55 degrees, and fall, it was 55. And it's like you get 55, 60 all year, you know? It's crazy. And you know, it's crazy, but anyway, oh, I wanted to give a big shout out to Andrew today because Andrew has finished my new website and he's going to be uploading
Aww.
It soon. So it's a brand new website designed by Andrew and it's beautiful.
Wonderful.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. And
I was going to say, how did he save the day again?
He always saves the day. He always saves the day. You know, it was time for, you know, to make it more friendly for on the phones and to kind of
awesome.
Put a lot of new information. And if he didn't, like, kind of get to me, I kept putting off updating stuff. But, you know, once he started doing it, it forced me to, you know, do what I needed to do. Because, you know, if you have a deadline, you do stuff. If there's no deadline,
exactly.
You know that. It never gets done, right?
Exactly.
So, but that was wonderful.
Open-ended doesn't work.
Nope, it doesn't. So are you making art? Because people, someone emailed
yes.
me. Because you know,
oh, yeah,
to make
I'm
sure
making
you're doing your art.
I'm making a lot of it right now. I was working on a piece before I got on the radio show this morning. Not only that, but I've also taken on another undertaking. I'm writing Lisa's next music video. So that is going to be kind of cool. I'm working with a fantastic photographer/cinematographer who's assisting in all of this. I am likely going to be directing as well as shooting, you know, this video. And, yeah, so it's going to be kind of cool to see one of my stories come to life. And I get to work with my wife, and it's going to be really cool.
Wow, that sounds so exciting and So you're taking, you know, maybe you'll just make more art when it's crappy weather. So let's look at the look at the good side.
I'm literally doing it all right now. What I've done is I've just compartmentalized. So like, you know, because sometimes, and you know this, Cindy, because you know you too, you know are an artist, you know, especially you know with writing, I think writing is probably one of the more difficult things that I struggle with, for no other reason than you know, I mean, just like my art is never done, my writing is even worse, you know. So like when you have to declare that done and you have to hand it over to somebody else, you know, to interpret and for them to, you know, kind of just read it and feel something about it, it's a little bit more difficult than just making something look the way that you want it to do, and then they interpret it, you know, differently. When you're working and you are trying to channel that sort of creativity, and you know, and sometimes it's forced and sometimes it's not, you know, but when you're trying to work into a flow, the best thing that you could do is kind of compartmentalize. So I give myself a certain period of time to do each individual thing, and then once that time is expired, if I'm in a flow, you know, then I kind of restructure things. If I'm not in a flow, then I just stop while I'm ahead, and then I move on to something else, and I rechannel my energy elsewhere. You know, so it works for me that way. So that's kind of why I thought it was kind of cool, because, you know, even though Lisa and I are on hiatus, we still do very opposite things, you know, so it's not like we're spending all this time together. So I kind of like the fact that our arts get to cross in this particular case, because, you know, this is her song, her music. She actually started writing this song as like a little blurb during COVID. And then she presented it to the band and, you know, they finished other projects and this and that. And then all of a sudden her guitarist was like, hey, remember that thing that you wrote in COVID? Let's do something with it. Let's work it, you know, let's work it, you know, and things like that. So it's nice because, you know, now we get to work together on something creative, which is something that almost never happens.
Wow. That is good news. So I think
I'm involved in her band, you know, like I'll make phone calls for her and, you know, obviously I shoot her bands whenever they perform, but on the creative side, you know, that's her wheelhouse. I don't have any part in that, you know, so it's nice that we get to kind of have a little bit of creativity together with her coming in as the talent and me coming in as the writer director. So, and I'm working with fantastic people who are also very, very talented. And it's really nice to be in a space where you can just kind of share knowledge, share experience, where they can learn from me and I can learn from them, and it's cool. It's really, really nice. I've done like assistant directorial things on a couple of shorts, and obviously I was in the, you know, television industry, you know, before I landed the job, you know, working on TV now, you know, but just not on the creative side of things and the more technical aspect of things. So it's nice that I'll be able to highlight a little bit more creativity.
Oh, that's very exciting news. Well, now we have a lot of listeners, and if anyone wants to talk to us, they have to know what to do. So maybe you always explain it better than me.
All right, ladies and gentlemen. Well, as usual, if you are a frequenter of the show, you know that I never screen the first caller. If this is your first time calling in, thank you very much for calling in. If you would like to speak to Cindy or myself tonight, please press the number 1. This way I will get a lovely little alert that signals me to pull you into the chat room to screen your call. And we are going to go out to our first caller tonight. And as usual, I never get a chance to screen the first caller. So we just kind of cross our fingers and hope for the best there. So the person that has been waiting the longest, your last 4 digits are 8363. Please remember that I will always identify you by the last 4 digits when I pull you into the chat room, so please don't leave me there talking to myself. So 8363, you will be our first caller, and please say hello when I say you are on the air.
Hi, Cindy. It's
hello,
Jane.
Who is this?
Jane,
how are you doing, Jane?
Oh, I'm good. How are you?
Everybody's good here. And you're still on Long Island now, right?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okie dokie.
I'm still on Long Island, yes. I'm still here.
Okay. And are you guys still out there in the dating world?
Yes. And I have found somebody I'm extremely happy with.
I just want to know... She knows me very well, and you know how.
You hear me?
Going on.
Right. Yes. So I hear someone in the background.
No.
Mary.
Yes. Yeah. I'm sorry. I met somebody. I'm very happy with.
Okay. Good.
I just wanted to get your feedback. I have a feeling that this is the one that Mom sent to me. You had said that a long time ago, that Mom was going to send somebody to me. He's very much like me. Everything is very similar, or, you know, it's very coincidental. He has blue eyes. He's a Mets fan, which my dad was. He has some of my mom's traits. He has some of my dad's traits. It's just really ironic, and we get along extremely well.
And how long have you been dating him?
Since March.
Okay, good. So this April, May, June. So we don't really like to do a reading until about 3 months, because the prince can still be the prince. The prince becomes the beast around the 3 month mark. You know, so at least we passed that so far. Okay, and you know, it's a kind of a new relationship, and you know, he looks like a nice man, and it looks like he really, you know, really cares about you, from what I could see here.
Very,
you know,
very.
How often are you seeing him now?
Sometimes 4 days a week.
Oh, good. So he makes time for you. Wonderful. And
I wear together, you know, all.
Wow. And no, it looks good here. I think you're both a little scared at some level, you know, because it looks like he's been hurt in the past too. Has he said that to you? So sometimes when two people have been hurt in the past, you know, you just want to make sure he's not the prince that's going to become the beast. He wants to make sure you're not the princess that's going to become the beast. But,
right.
You know, it looks very nice. I got a soulmate card on it. You know, and, you know, there's no bad cards on it other than it's a new relationship. So, of course, time will reveal. You know, sometimes the first 3 months, everything looks good. 3 to 6 months, sometimes some deal breakers. It doesn't necessarily mean the person's not a good person, but sometimes
right.
You just see things that don't work. But you've passed the hardest part of it, you know, that the hardest part is just getting to where you got, where you've passed this mark.
Yeah.
You know, do you talk about like us and we,
mm-hmm.
you know, like not
yeah.
just I,
yeah,
does he say we?
It's so different, Cindy. I can't tell you the last time I have been this content, happy. It's just totally different. I feel very secure, very safe. I don't question a lot. It just feels very natural to me.
Good, and that's
I really haven't experienced that.
Right. And, you know, the thing about a soulmate, it should feel, you know, that recognition factor, like you've always known them. It's hard to, you know, it's hard to believe
yes.
he's a new relationship.
Yeah.
You wonder how life was. And, you know, you had some lessons to learn, and some of those lessons are that you can't fix people, okay?
That's
and I think you're done with fixing people.
Yes.
Now, is he from Long Island? Okay,
yeah,
now, do you want to stay in Long Island, or are you going to be moving?
I'm thinking of, he was selling his house, and when he met me, he took it off the market because he wanted to see how things were going to go with us. He was thinking about moving down to Mississippi, and I wanted to go down to Florida. He's lived in Florida. He was leaving Long Island, so it's something that has to be discussed yet, but I wanted to make sure that the relationship was something that was going to be worth it before I brought that up.
Right, and that's why, you know, that's the thing, you know, figuring out where you're going to be and he's going to be, because that's the only thing I saw
right.
that there might be some issue as to where you guys might be living. That's the only thing that
yeah.
showed up that could,
well,
I'm not in a rush.
I'm not in a rush. But I think eventually, because of the expense of living here, it's going to have to be, you know, something that's going to happen eventually.
Right. And, you know, that's why let's just see what happens with that. But otherwise, you know, he looks like a very nice man. And, you know, your whole life does change when you have a soulmate, because where you're going to live, what you're going to do, and some of the plans you might have thought you were going to
right.
do may, you know, change.
Right.
You know,
right.
and...
And we started talking about that, and we know we want to be together. We've both said that to each other, and it's not going fast. It's going slow. We're getting to know each other, but it's just fun. I haven't had this much fun. I can't tell you. I'm just having a really good time. We get along really, really well. It's just really nice. We joke around.
And where did you meet him? Just so our clients can know where you met this guy.
On Zeus.
Okay. And did you meet him sooner than later after talking to him?
I met him the same week I talked to him.
Right, that's good. I mean, you know, meeting people pretty soon into it rather than wasting. You know, some people just want to talk to you online, but they don't want a relationship. You know, it never goes anywhere.
Yes, exactly.
You know, but if someone looks like they're a good catch, why you want to leave them out in the open market forever? You know,
well,
why wouldn't you?
Right, you're right. But what's funny is he was afraid of going. He said, "Oh, I'm not going to go," and I wasn't going to go. And then we met, and the second I saw him, he smiled. That was it for me. I can't explain it. I don't know. It just, I knew.
Wow.
That point on, it's never happened this way to me, Cindy. I mean, you know, from all the times I've talked to you, I've been to you a lot, and everything I've gone through, that's never happened.
No, it hasn't.
It was the same for-
and it's not like, I mean, you've had, you know, men and you've been married, but
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
With a soulmate, it should feel that recognition factor, that instant heart, soul, mind, body connection, and, you know, that it's easy. Of course, you know, sometimes we just have to see, you know, how people are, you know, on a day-to-day basis and all of that. So take it one day at a time, but I'm not seeing any, you know, major red flags here or anything. You know, everything looks really actually very good. So keep doing what you're doing.
Yeah, it's so different. I wanted to tell you only because it is so different than anything that I've had before. And we had talked a long time ago, and it was right after Mom passed. Well, it was a few years ago. And you had said that Mom was, when I was ready, she was going to bring me, you know, the right person. And it was so weird because there's so much about him that reminds me of my parents and their ways. It's just really, really weird, but also extremely comforting.
Of course. And, you know, it looks like you guys have a lot of, you know, nice, you know, things in common and all of that. So this is really, really nice.
Yeah, he is. He's extremely nice and a lot of fun. And it's just, and I met his sister, and she goes, "I've never seen him this happy."
Wow.
I said, "I'm absolutely crazy about him. I don't know what else to say. I can't wait to see him. I don't want to leave him." And we both feel the same way. It's, you know, I don't know. It's weird. But I'm not afraid.
Well, also, it's nice that he let you meet his sister, because commitment phobics and people that have issues don't sometimes want us to meet their family at all.
Yeah, I'm meeting his whole family on Sunday at a graduation. His grandson's graduating from high school. So I'm meeting everybody there on Sunday.
Wow. That's good, because then he doesn't have anything to hide. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes if people have something to hide, they don't want to meet anybody. You know, they want to meet them. They don't want to meet your people. So that's really good. So I'm so glad you shared that, because this is the year of the soulmate. They're supposed to be bringing in, you know, huge numbers of soulmates in record number at this point. So you couldn't have found him in a more, you know, soulmate year. Let's put it that way.
Right. So, well, I just want to let you know, because you've always been there for me. And
oh, my goodness. I've known you a long time now, right? How long have I known?
It's got to be almost 10 years.
Right. It has to be about 10 years. Uh-huh.
At least.
So it's funny how I know so many of my clients so long now, and it's interesting to watch them learn their karmic lessons, like you can't fix people enough, and then they get soulmate love. So it's always nice, and I'm glad you called in, because people need to feel optimistic that if they're out there, if they're on dating sites or they're getting stuff out there, that they can meet somebody. Because otherwise, you know, sometimes you just hear all these horrible stories, and they're like, am I ever going to meet anybody?
Well, if you don't put yourself out there, and you don't take the chance, you're never going to know. And
of course not.
I had to do that. And I did. I put myself out there. I was dating three people at the same time. And as soon, well, when I first met him, I was dating two other people. I met him, and I just totally dumped them because when I first met him, I knew.
Right,
and
exactly.
I didn't want to be, when I wanted to talk to him, it's just so different, but it's so refreshing to me because I'm not used to this.
Right,
and
exactly.
It's out there. It's out there. But I want to say thank you, too, because you were always there for me.
Oh, and you know, this has like made my day to hear such a good thing, you know, to hear such a good thing. Mm-hmm. And I think your friend Marianne is our next caller, I believe. She's,
yes.
She is. It's funny. You two girls are sitting in the same room together, huh? Right now.
Yeah, I mean, we have been there for each other. We've gotten, you know, I push her now because I, you know, want her to find. I'm trying to get her to do what I did, you know, but she's got to do it in her own time. And when she's
oh,
ready.
For sure. And so I'm looking forward to hearing what, because Marianne wants to see what's in her near future, if there's anyone. So,
yes.
You know,
yes.
Make sure if your good guy has any friends.
Well, I had a tenant just move in who's a couple of years younger than me, and he just got divorced, but I don't think he's ready yet.
Yeah. Okay, but all right. But that's yeah. Someone to keep in mind.
Yes. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But I know you're busy, and I just wanted to touch base with you and thank you. And I really appreciate all the plugs you gave me to get me to where I am now.
Oh, my goodness. You're one of my favorites. And thank you. Thank you for sharing your story with us because it's a good one.
Thank you. You take care.
Bye for now. Okay. Nicole, isn't that nice that she, you know, that.
Yes, absolutely.
That's what we like to hear. You know, sometimes, you know, people have to go through a lot of lessons. You know, we have to keep meeting people that need fixing until we learn you can't fix people. You know, if we only had learned that, you know, a decade before.
Oh, I know plenty about that.
Life might have been a lot easier. You know what I mean? But, you know, once you learn it, then you start getting the genuinely good people being brought into your life. So,
yeah.
And, you know, it's nice, you know, she's a person that did meet someone online dating. It is possible to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Again, she did meet him sooner than later because, you know, these people want to talk to you for like a year. Like they live like 10 minutes away, but they want to talk to you for a year. Like, really?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yep.
You know, let's meet sooner than later and also in a public place just to be safe and sure. And,
of
you
course.
Know, someone doesn't want to give you their full name after you've met them in person. That really troubles me because I'm not afraid to give someone my full name. What do I have to hide or whatever? And,
exactly.
And, you know, sometimes these things are just a little bit of red flags to me. Someone doesn't want to give you their name. So I'm so glad that you met him. Now, Marianne and Jane are living together now, you know, they're friends.
Yep.
So I could hear Marianne in the background with the call before, you know, a little bit. So I was like, oh, I think Marianne's going to be calling in. So
Marianne was talking to me while Jane was talking to you.
That's what I thought because I was like, huh. Okay, so tell us a little bit about Marianne and what she told you.
All right. Well, you know what? I kept it very simple with Marianne because she was very interested in listening to Jane's call as well. So basically, you know, Marianne, you know, did recognize, Cindy, that you do know her and that you know a lot about her situation. But she just wants, you know, you to maybe pull a little bit of your cards here and see if there's anybody coming into her life in the near future. So here we go out to Jane's roommate, Marianne. Hello, Marianne. You're on the air.
Hi. How are you?
Hi, Jane. Now, Marianne, isn't it nice that Jane met someone? Does that make you a little more hopeful?
Oh, yes. He's a very
right,
nice
you want
fellow.
You want to hear these success stories. Now, I know you joined a few things, right? You've been getting out a little more?
Oh,
good.
Yeah.
Good.
I mean, Sons of Italy, the sons and daughters of Italy, and she was going to me with a lot of things, too. But they're a lot older than us, too.
Okay.
You know, in that group.
So you want to go with this people a little closer to your age also. Now, are you doing the online dating too?
Yeah, I met a couple, but didn't go anywhere. They're very, very strange. Very strange. Honest to God, it was like I went and met somebody in Mineola, and he seemed nice, but then the next day he turned really crazy, you know?
Well, that's what we call the priest that becomes a beast. But notice now as people are older, 50, 60, 70, they can't sustain being the prince for more than a day. So this is good. You didn't waste 3 years, 3 months, 30 years. Okay?
Right.
That's the fun part about getting older. They can't sustain not being crazy for more than a day. So you don't waste too much time. It was better to have met him. Don't think that was a bad thing, because imagine if you talked to him and, you know, like, you know, briefly each day for like 2 months.
Actually, Jane talked to him, too, a couple of months ago, because we're on one site that we see the same people. And then another one that I'm on, some of the same people she sees are on the other site, too, because I'm on Our Time and Zeus.
Right.
But I'm meeting somebody in a little while that I don't think it's a match, but he wants to meet.
All right, good.
You know, he's very, very active, you know, with the skydiving and the boat and, you know, and the zip lining. But he said he still wants to meet. I mean, I'm active, but not like that.
Right. And, well, I would say it's just good to get out and meet people so you're more comfortable with the – so they
right. –
You know, when you finally,
it's your guy,
you would have gone on enough of these dates that you're not like, I'm like such a nervous wreck. Imagine if you hadn't gone on any of these and it's like you're supposed to be the person you're supposed to meet. You could get yourself so nervous that you're not even going to be who you are.
Right.
He's getting out a little bit, having fun. And you can't make up some of the stuff. So it's fun, you know, just to kind of laugh about it.
They're all on a rig in Syria somewhere and they're on their last job and they're going to be coming back to the States in 4 weeks. They all lost their wife in a tragic car accident, and they're taking care of their one granddaughter, and that's all they have left in life. But, you know, it takes a while. Like me and Jane, we were thinking about getting a helicopter and finding this rig because, you know, it would have been great if they would have just dropped us off on this rig. They're all petroleum engineers. I don't even know what a petroleum engineer is.
Yeah, well, these are the fake scam things. So,
I had two.
And you'd be surprised how educated women fall for this.
Right. One person, another lady from Facebook, he had like a fake Facebook up. He only had 7 friends. He was one of the friends and I was one of the friends. So she messages me and she says, I think we're not friends, but if you friend me, I think we're talking to the same fellow. And he was supposed to be meeting her in a Starbucks in California on the afternoon that he was going to meet me in Miller Ridge Inn in Long Island. But it was all – and then he sent a license, but the license was like 25 years old, and it expired on his birthday. I mean, it looked like a New York license, but, I mean, if I'm going to make a New York license, it's going to look real good, let me tell you. I'll have the Miller Ridge picture on, and it won't look like a selfie. You know, and I mean, even when they're scamming you, they're not even doing a good job.
Well, and the thing about it is, it is the same story, but, you know, I have clients that are very smart and fall for this, and I'm trying to tell them it's a scam.
I know.
And they don't believe me until they really are scammed. Do
right.
you know what I mean? And, you know, I've had some educated clients give huge amounts of money to these people, too, by the
I
way.
I know. Terrible,
I mean, it's
terrible.
Frightening how, because that's why I don't, sometimes people say, well, I'm just having fun with it and talking about it. No, you don't want to have fun with these people because they have a way of hypnotizing
right.
you almost. So when you think you're just having fun with them, before you know it, you're sending them money. Do you know what I mean? So,
well, me and
you know,
Jane saw a show with Dr. Phil. Even the people they're talking to are being scammed because they're not the person. They're just, in other words, they're not somebody. Even that person is not even real. There's somebody
right.
behind that person.
And oftentimes, they're just texting. You're talking to a woman when you think you're talking to a man. You're
right.
not even talking to a man
Soon
at
as
all.
They want your email and a WhatsApp app. You know it's a scam.
Yeah, WhatsApp.
What do you want my email for? Just call me.
Right. What they have to do is lure you into the money's coming, and then they have this like one man who might be pimping out all these women to do all this texting to you, and then he
but
gets
you know,
on the phone.
I feel
and
bad that
remember,
I was even scammed into sending some pictures of my family and myself. I'll never do that any. I won't do
right,
that
right, because
anymore.
You know what? Then you don't know what they're using those for. They could act
right.
like you're
right.
their wife, they're their
right.
kids. You don't know what they're using pictures for, so you don't want that. But there's also an app on that you can, a woman's voice can be turned into a man's voice, by the way,
right.
on the phone. So this is like technology, you
right.
know, is a wonderful thing, but technology is also why World
Bad,
War
right.
One and World War Two got to be such a disaster, because evil
right.
people can use technology for evil.
Right.
And these people use this technology for evil. Like one of my clients, she was a very intelligent woman, and she came here thinking this guy she's talking to on Facebook, and again, it's a story, he's away, he needs, you know, whatever,
right.
the same nonsense. And I said, show me his, and she's never really been much on Facebook, so she wasn't really up to it. Go, let me see the profile. And like you said, he has like four friends. And I said, this is a fake profile. This guy just built this. And
right.
I said, watch
yeah.
me message him and watch him get back to me in 2 seconds.
Right.
And he did. And he gave me the same spiel he gave her. Do you know what
right.
I mean? Like, so.
Well, we had one we were both talking to. She went out, he wanted her, he came from Queens. And I actually met him. He was an amputee. I figured, what the hell, because I know this guy in the car wash, he was double amputee, and he was a very nice man.
Right,
and
of
I
course.
Figured, what the hell, what could be so bad, so what, you know. But it really was a disaster, because he started in right away about how he can't pay his rent unless he goes into his savings every month, and it was really bad. And he didn't
yeah.
dress proper. It was... I had to ask the diner to open up the back door instead of the front door because he couldn't walk to the front. I'm going, oh, my God, what am I doing here, you know?
Right. And, again, just know that you can meet someone online, meet them sooner than later. But for you, when I pulled some cards, you know, you definitely going to, you know, meet a nice person. It's a numbers game. You know, it should be sooner than later. Keep doing what you're doing. Don't get discouraged.
Right.
You know, it took Dane a while to find someone. It's not like you find someone in a minute. But try to also enjoy the process a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
I try.
And not taking it personally. The thing that's the hardest is if you do meet a person and you do feel a connection and then they just ghost you. And I always tell people, you know, sometimes rejection can be protection. That person isn't a nice person. Yes, there was some sort of connection, and this person doesn't really want to have a connection, and they don't want to hurt you,
right.
so they kind of leave you. So don't think there was something
right.
wrong with you. Sometimes you're just lucky that you're a nice person, and this person isn't going to do their nonsense on you.
Right.
But you should meet someone. Have you written down what you're looking for?
Yes.
Good.
Yes, I kind of want someone that's going to enhance it, my life, and I'll enhance his. I'm not looking for more aggravation. I think I've had enough.
Right,
you know?
And you don't want someone who's, you know, 60 years old and they have nothing to show for their life, okay, because
right.
this
and
is
there's
not
a lot of that out there. There's a
oh,
lot
yeah.
of that out there, too.
Right.
I don't get it. I just don't get it.
Well, usually
they
have to either use drugs.
They put pictures on that are like 10, 15 years old, you know. Just
right.
be freaking honest.
Right. And again, you know, it's funny because if you're going to meet in person, then you're already going to start this on the wrong note if you've been deceptive about, you know, your picture or anything like that. Because even if you're a nice person, then, you know, the person's going to think you're like, you know, not an honest person, you know. So, you know, online dating is could be a little dicey.
Very
but if
scary.
You go,
and I don't think nobody really likes large, you know, large. I mean, I've lost, but, I'm on that Ozempic stuff, and I'm feeling pretty good. But, you know, a lot of guys, they just don't, they want, I don't know what they're expecting, like a 25-year-old to show up.
I don't know.
When you're in your 60s.
I know, and you know, the whole point is, you know, when you meet someone, by the way, in person, like just at an event or something, you're not looking at them and judging them quite the way you do online. For some reason online, because it's almost like you're shopping for something, so people have that mentality there. That's what I think is weird, and people can be very rude and, you know, things like that. And I tell people, just, you know, try to be
yeah.
kind, you know, at least be kind, and, you know, because you don't want to get in the habit of also getting jaded. I don't want you jaded. If you get jaded, then you're going to think nobody's good. You know what I mean? So just as long as you go there with the right attitude, that you're going to have some fun. And, you know, it's a numbers game. You just have to get out there, you know, and keep getting out there.
Yeah. But do you see anything, you know, anything in the near future, traveling or anything?
Well, it looks like you could travel. You know, do you have a trip planned? Because I would start planning one.
I have a wedding in November in Mexico I'm looking forward to. Well, a lot of my family's going to go.
Good. Good.
You know?
And, you know, that's great. And
yeah.
There's nothing bad in your card. It's just, I know
you know my nephew that passed. It's his younger sister.
Yeah, so
she
nice.
Met up with, she's in North Carolina, and she met up with her high school sweetheart. And she's going with, you know, we're all going. That's what she's having a destination, a wedding.
Nice. So, you know,
yeah.
I would just go, you know, and go with a open attitude wherever you're going. Talk to people
right.
in the airport. Talk to people on the plane. Get in the habit
right.
of talking to people.
I
you
do.
Know,
I do.
In all age groups because, you know, maybe it's someone's brother or cousin or
right.
neighbor, you know, so just do
right.
that. But it looks very good. I'm so glad for Jane, and I picture you'll be calling in one day and telling us that you've met someone.
Okay, I hope so.
Keep me posted, and good
I will.
Luck.
I'm going to come out and see you. I'm going to call you soon.
Okay, that would be great.
Because I'm sure both of us want to come out. I'll call you.
Okay, that'll be good.
All right, and you're good. Everybody's good.
Oh yes, everything's here is great. We're just waiting for summer. That's all. We just want the warm weather already.
All right. All
well,
right.
Bye
thank you,
and enjoy
and
your
you.
Evening.
You
bye.
Too. You too. Bye bye.
Bye. Now, Nicole, it's interesting because you know we always circle around to like online dating. I mean, it is something that's here to
oh,
stay.
Yeah.
It's not going away.
It's not going anywhere.
You know? Not going anywhere, and of course there are plenty of people that have met on that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that, you know, people get a little unkind if they stay on it too long, you know what I mean? Sometimes they get a little jaded, so you know, keep in mind, you know, everybody cuts some people a little slack, and
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's funny when you're online dating, my clients have said people just say horrible things to them. Well, you know,
well, it's very, very easy. That's why, you know, I mean, and this is actually not only true of online dating, but it's true of just general social media. Look how much bullying goes on, you know, on social media. You know, I mean, it's very, very easy to be what I call a keyboard warrior. You know, when you don't have to look somebody in the face and be unkind to them, it's very, very easy. And a lot of people take advantage of that. You know, they hide behind their computer screens and they say whatever they feel like it. And, you know, that's just the way that they operate. And online dating is no different. You know, people will go out there and they will be unnecessarily cruel at times if they have a chip on their shoulder. You know, they'll be very, very dishonest simply because they can. And that's why, unfortunately, although these sites were created to try to help people meet and match up and you know, find that special someone, but it's turned into something very, very different and something that we all do need to be leery of.
Right, exactly. And, you know, just be kind. You know, and even if it doesn't work out after day two, be kind to the person. Just ghost them.
Exactly.
Then
don't
know,
burn,
you know, you're a very
here's
nice
thing.
Person.
Never, ever burn a bridge. You know, yeah. One thing that my wife does very, very well, aside from the fact that I call like the queen of like passive aggressiveness, but one thing that she does very, very well is even people that she doesn't necessarily want in her life, she's very, very good at not burning bridges, you know. So she manages to distance herself without things getting too messy, so to speak. And you know what? There have been times where she has not spoken to somebody in quite some time, and all of a sudden, you know, something happens, and it's like, oh my God, you know, who do I call? You know, who do I know that does this, or who do I know that does that? And because she was kind, and because she distanced herself the right way, and because she knows how to handle people, she's always been able to call these people that she's distanced, you know, in times of need and things like that. And they've been there, you know, and that's not to say that you should, you know, keep people around, you know, to use people. You know, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying that, you know, there are times and places for things, and there's no need to be unnecessarily, unkind to anybody. you know, and because you do never know when that relationship might be something that's good for you, you know, and friendships can spawn from relationships like that they don't necessarily have to be a romantic sort of love. Sometimes you can meet somebody and you'll develop a very nice platonic, you know, friendship, and it'll still be a good relationship for you.
Right, exactly. And, you know, Tracy Chapman has a song, "All Those Bridges You've Been Burning, and One Day Come Back to Haunt You." And also, if you just ghost someone, like, that you met online, and Long Island.
Oh, enough with the ghosting.
And then maybe you meet this guy's best friend online, and that becomes your soulmate, and you've ghosted his friend.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, or you just don't know how these things are going to come back. So, you know, be careful of those behaviors, because they're just not acceptable. You know, especially in this day and age, if you're the coward, you don't want to say it on the phone or in person, just at least text it and, you know, be kind about it.
I mean, listen, there's nothing wrong with saying, hey, listen, I think that you're great. I just don't think it's a good fit. That's it. You know, it doesn't have to be anything more than that.
You know that, you know, nothing is like written in stone when you meet somebody. You're not married because you have a date, but it is just being polite to people.
Why? I mean, you don't go on one, date and move in? What?
No. You know, but just being a little bit, you know, kind to people, and just a little bit, just what you would want from them. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
It just seems to be that's a culture of meanness in America. You know, it just is.
Oh yeah.
You know, thinking you could be mean no matter what. So we're going to work on that a little bit. Now, let's see. If anyone wants to talk to us, they do need to press 1. It looks like Jimmy wants to talk to us today, and
yeah,
hasn't talked in a
while.
Actually,
we have Jimmy and Kristen actually both pressed the 1. I wasn't sure when the last time either of them called in, Cindy, so I did not screen either of them. But we know Jimmy and we know Kristen. So, and they've both been waiting roughly the same amount of time. And nobody else pressed 1, so we can't get in trouble.
No, we can't, and that's the truth. We can't, if that's the case. So we're going to go first to Jimmy, and then we'll go to Kristen.
Awesome. Hello, Jimmy. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Jimmy. So what's happening in Jimmy's world?
Not much, actually. There's a lot of positive stuff going on. I'm getting a lot of signs and stuff. But, again, I'm very psychic, so there's that. I don't know. Work-wise, things seem to be kind of okay. I think work's a little bit more stable than I was originally thinking. Well, not originally thinking, but the way it seemed like over the last couple months. So my question is there more money coming?
Okay, that's a good question. I've never heard you ask that one before. That's a good one.
I try not to.
No, that's actually a good question. And, you know, it looks like there's a new job coming, okay? And you got the King of Pentacles. So when you ask about money, that's the card you want.
It's
so,
really
you know, are you putting resumes out there and looking still?
I was. But I haven't been at this particular job for even a full year yet, so that's why I'm kind of like a little like I'm not too sure if anyone's gonna snatch me up. But I did want to stay at this job long term, but I kind of have the sense that they're like trying to overwork me in a way. But at the same time, I'm not really too sure if that's what they're trying to do.
Well, you would know it if you're tired. You would know if you're being overworked.
Oh, I'm exhausted.
Okay, that's a good sign. If you're exhausted,
yeah.
You know, and the feeling of overwork for people is more a feeling that they finished today and the work from today is not finished and it spills into tomorrow's work. You know, do you feel like your work is done each day?
My work is done 98% of the time for each day. The problem is that it's a lot more than what I'm it's a lot more than what I'm used to working, and it's a lot more than what I would have expected to work. And it just keeps upping, it just keeps going up, the amount. I mean, I'm finishing it all every day because I'm that good at my job, but I don't, you know, I don't know what their reasoning for doing that is.
Yeah, well, because, so the reason is because they probably need to hire somebody else and they don't want to. You know, so if you can do it, they're just seeing how much you can do. And if you keep doing it, they're not going to hire someone else to do it. You know, there's a point when
that's not really a nice way to go about having an employee.
Well, that's corporate
America
now.
That's almost like
nowadays.
Slave labor.
That's corporate
not,
America.
That's not okay.
You know, they're just going to see, and a donkey person, an old soul, will keep doing the more work you pile on, they'll just do it because they'll even take it home if they have to and do it because that's who they are. So, you know, if there's a point where you feel like it's too much, you have to speak up to them and say, I can't possibly do this right and properly at the level you're dumping on me at this point. You know what I mean? Like, you'll have to speak up at some point. Maybe you still.
I mean, there was a few times where I did say something because it was like, it was just astronomical, like what they were asking me to do. And there's even stuff that like IT shouldn't be doing and they want me to do it. And they're like, I'm like, okay, I will do what I can. You know, it's like, you know, I shouldn't be using heavy machinery.
I went. You're not trained to do it,
right.
And I wouldn't do that because if you get hurt, okay, there might be a lawsuit, but that doesn't bring back your hand or your arm or your back
right.
or whatever you
right.
hurt. You
right.
know what I mean? So, again, there's liability involved in having people do jobs they're not trained for. So,
okay.
I wouldn't be doing something that's not, you know, that you're not comfortable doing. You know, because then they'll say, you know, if you get hurt, something, well, why'd you do it? You should have told us you don't know how to do it. You should have told us you're
right.
not trained in it. So,
right.
I mean, it just seems to be that's a corporate America mentality, overwork people, underpay, underappreciate them, keep them, you know, worried about their job. And, you know, just I always tell people there's liability involved. If there's a point where you're not going to be able to do this job properly, you have to say it because you can't say it after it's not
right.
done well because they're going to say, well, why didn't you tell us you were overworked?
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So if you can't cover it, then you will say something. But, you know, with this job, I don't see that there's ability to make a huge amount of money if you stay. You know, there'll be a point where you'll probably move on. You'll probably move on because I think there's a limit to how much money you can actually make in this place. You know, so, you know, you're just here a year, so see how it goes, but there is more money in the
I mean, I do have other stuff on my resume that would make a job want to hire me, but that's, you know, that's why I was a little concerned about that, but you're saying that there's potentially another job coming up?
Yes, there's another job in the future.
Okay.
You know, you might even be offered it. You might not have to be out looking for it. You know, it might come to you
At the same place?
No.
Or is it a whole different place? Okay.
It's a different place, yeah. You know, but anyway, I'm seeing you this weekend, right? You're coming this weekend, I think?
Yes.
Okay, I'm seeing. So we'll talk a little more about that, you know, when I see you because that, you know, that looks like something, huh? Another job in the future.
Okay.
So all right. Well, thanks for calling in, and we're going to try to get Kristen.
Thank you.
Good luck with everything. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, so that was different. He asked about money. Now let's see what's on Kristen's mind today.
All right. Come on. Hello, Kristen. You are on the air.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Okay, dokie, Kristen. So how you been doing? Your cards look a little better. Your mood looks better. Like some of it's lifting a little bit.
Definitely is, yeah.
Thank God. And so what's on your mind tonight that you called in?
Well, I kind of feel like I'm a little annoying, but it's weird because as the show was going on, I felt like you kind of hit all the points that I was going to kind of talk to you about. And I'm like, why does she do that? I feel like every time I call in, you give me some advice to what I'm thinking about and like what's going on with me. But
and that's what it's supposed to be about. That's why you're supposed to listen, because, you know, and I have a client, Natasha, who after every couple of shows, she'll write down all the lessons she learned. And sometimes it's like 50 of them. Like, we really covered all that in the show.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? So, yeah, and that's why you're supposed to be listening, because everybody has the same concerns. Everybody has the same issues. And, you know, are you looking for love now? Is that on your radar?
It is. I actually met someone. But, like, it's a little odd because I contacted him, asked him if he was single, and he just kept sending me those gift things. And I'm just like, really? Like, is this the way you have conversations? Like, it was odd. But, I don't know. That's the thing about texting and all that I find a little strange. But I reached out to him about a week ago. He said he was always around, I guess seemed willing to hang out, but when I hit him up, I just kind of said, hey, and that was it, and I never heard from him.
Okay, now, that's not a good sign, okay?
Exactly, like, yeah, you said that
we
earlier.
We were just talking about ghosting,
yeah,
no. Right? Now, it might be that you were just his dream girl and really great, and he's a commitment phobic, or he's a dick and he doesn't want to hurt you.
Right?
So,
yeah, exactly, yeah.
You know,
so
instead of taking it like, did I do something wrong? Am I not pretty enough, smart enough, whatever?
Yeah.
Look at it like this isn't, you know, a lot of times people online are not really looking for a relationship. They're not looking for something long-term. They're just,
right.
They often have these people that are like almost addicted to people falling in love with them. So they like to like be that prince or princess. And then when the person falls in love with them at the 2-month mark or 3-month mark, then they run away. You know, so he may be just saving you from some of his behavior.
True.
He does look
right.
Like he's going to perhaps resurface, but I would chalk that on as a red flag when someone doesn't answer. You know, it's really a tendency even for me dealing with, you know, a younger clientele or younger people that I have to deal with, that they're always on their phones every minute, okay? And yet when I text them, email, they don't answer me. And then I'll see them on Facebook. Okay. You know, I've been texting you 3 times. Like, it's an annoying trait in certain people. Like, I wouldn't even mind, but you know they always have their phone and you see them on Instagram, on Facebook. You're on all these things, and why can't you answer me? So then I'll say it on a post or something, they put it. You know, can you call me?
Oh,
you know
gosh,
what I mean? Like,
he's nowhere to be found on social media. He's got a weird name, so I tried finding him. He's nowhere to be found. Like,
are you sure that's a real name?
I wasn't too sure. Like, it sounds.
Because if you can't find anyone, and there's very little about them online, it's pretty suspect that it may not be a real name.
But I met him. I met him in person.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean he doesn't give you a fake name.
I mean, there's a way I can find out, like, kind of about him, because I got his number from another person. So I could ask that person about him. But, I mean, like, do I even inquire at this point? Like, who?
No,
who,
I wouldn't. When you have to start being a detective, this is not good.
Yeah, like, how could he not think about me after I go, are you single? I take that risk to, you know, do that, and how could he not be like, oh, yeah, that girl, like, I should hit her up. Yeah.
Right, and again, you know, this, people reveal who they are pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing about people is that they don't see this as a red flag, and the person resurfaces a month later, and they do this whole dance again, and they wonder why this happens again. I said, you know, these are signs that a person's a narcissist or they're not a nice person. You know, if you feel like you got to play games, that you got to be a private eye with these people, this is not good.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Or if you even have to, you know, suspect maybe they're not who they say they are or whatever. So, you know, again, don't take it personally, but just kind of look at it as you know, this rejection is protection thing, because, you know, the person may just be saving you from themselves. And, you know, also sometimes they just know that maybe you're too smart for him to pull his bullshit on. You know what I mean? And you know, you have, so you met him through someone, is what you said. Someone gave you the number?
Yeah, yeah.
Now, that's even worse when someone does that, because, you know, people, you know, it's hard. You, just because you're a good friend doesn't mean you're going to be a good lover to someone. It's two different animals. But if someone, you know, introduces you, that's really disrespectful to that person as well to do what he did.
Well, I got to be honest. The situation's a little... It's a little different. It was my weed person. I don't know if I'm even allowed to say that.
Yeah, well, weed is, you know, yeah, probably, who cares? But the point is, people, at this day and age, he's doing something, you know, these people are doing something illegal. Like, if you're going to do this, you sell it legally, because you're going to really land in jail for a very long time doing this, by the way. Not, you know, people who are selling it now, because... It's like cigarettes. Do not sell cigarettes untaxed unless you really want to go to jail big time, okay, because this is a taxable product now. But sometimes someone who does something, like, but I know people who are allowed to sell pot legally, by the way, are people that got busted for selling it illegally. So I don't understand the logic of why you allow someone who's done something illegal to do a legal business. I don't get that, but that's the way it goes. You know? But I would say, people who tend to do things that are illegal for a living may not be the best people to meet someone through.
I was thinking that as well, yeah.
Okay, just...
Like lifestyles,
because
yeah.
Old souls, people that are really old souls, they don't do illegal stuff. They don't do... They tend to be almost good to a fault. Like, they play by the rules as much as possible. Unless there are rules that are totally unjust, like segregation, then they speak up. But... About most things, they try not to do that. So I think maybe, you know, the person is not the best person. And remember, you don't want to get involved with people that aren't basically honest or whatever.
Right, yeah.
You know, so I just, you know,
Although,
you know, and again, you know, maybe this person's a nice person to the weed dealer, but maybe not necessarily... you know, to other people. And, you know, so I just think that he's showing still up in the cards. You know, he may contact you in a week or two, but, you know, hear what he has to say, but don't ignore the fact that this wasn't a good thing to do.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
We have to stop giving everybody the benefit of the doubt.
Right, exactly. I do.
You know, because I understand giving people the benefit of the doubt when they're under the age of 25, because brain chemistry is flexible and maybe they need to learn and maybe they weren't raised properly or whatever. But people 25 and over have to start knowing better.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
Knowing better.
Yeah.
But I just don't think this guy's the greatest guy here in the cards that are showing up here. Okay. He's definitely a little on the flaky side here, and... you know, just not the nicest person in the world.
All right. So, well, yeah, I guess it's pretty much like all those things that you were saying throughout the show about ghosting and how it's just better off not even, you know, just giving up. But I mean, I'm kind of glad that I did like take that leap and just try and ask and see. But it just sucks because I went through that and I was excited for a little bit because he made it seem like he was down to hang out and stuff. But
right. Okay. And, you know, again, maybe sometimes people, let's give them the benefit of that. Maybe he was thinking he was ready for a relationship and maybe he got scared and realized he's not. Whatever the thing is, it's he should have just said something, you know, and not just ignore you. Well, anyway, we're at the end of our show, and we have 29 seconds to go, and they will cut us off at the minute now because I don't know that's their new thing. So good night, everybody. Let's pray for summer. We want some warm and sunshine. Thank you, Kristen, for calling in and sharing your story with us.
Thank you so much, Cindy, and thank you, Nicole.
Bye.
No worries, Kristen.
Okay, Nicole, so we went full circle here.
See
we have a 201 number. We didn't get to pick them up. So,
I know who that is. She popped up very, very late. She called in a little bit after the show started, but she didn't press one until much later. That is our lovely friend Catharsis, Kathy, who has not called in quite some time.
Oh, we'll tell her to call in next week, and we'll put her through, okay?
Yes. I already spoke to her, and she's going to call in next week, and we're going to make sure that we get her ASAP next week, since unfortunately we didn't get
to her
today.
I'm thinking about her.
Oh, yeah, she's got updates, Cindy, and it's all good, so.
Oh, good. Okay, good night, everybody. Bye.